It's time for the big interview.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
The big names, the big news, the biggest stories, the next big thing. What's the big deal? It's the big interview.
It's the big stuff. You talking to me?
Who do you think you are?
We have a big show for you tonight.
Money Life brings you the big thinkers, top experts, the brightest minds.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
And plenty of time to swim in their brain fluid.
Oh, my.
So listen and learn and enjoy the big interview.
The eyes of the nation are on us right now.
Whatever. Fun will now commence.
Well, I can promise you that this interview will be a lot of fun for me. I hope it is every bit as fun for you. If you listen to the show, you've heard stories about how when I went to Livingston High School, class of 1980, my class president was Chris Christie. Best-selling author Harlan Coben, who was one of my neighbors, is actually the guy who's responsible for me being Chuck. You've had Phil Weiss, one of my classmates, who is with a firm. He's actually just recently changed firms down in the Baltimore, Washington area. He's been on the show talking money and more. But today, well, I'm talking with a friend of mine, and if you were to actually grab my high school yearbook, you would find the two of us in there playing paddle ball, and he's still killing the world. And in this case, he's actually helping the world. He's got an incredible business, and I'm anxious to talk about it. Now, look, if you're looking for stock tips, you can fast forward because we're not going to be giving you any in this segment. But if you're looking for some next generation wow on what might be affecting business, we're going to have some fun. My guest is Robert Stabell. He is the founder of Sarah Connects. Sarah is an acronym, and what it's connecting is the world. And I'll let him explain how it works. But the website, as he likes to say, is the mission. It is sarahconnects.world. They're on Twitter, at sarahconnects. Robert Stabell, welcome to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thanks for having me on today. You're right, Sarah Connects is an acronym. Sarah stands for Smart Audio Recognition Agent. And Sarah Connects describes the vision of the mission, which is to connect every last human on the planet within our lifetime.
And by connect, we mean what people are thinking about when, you know, hey, they're listening to my show on their smartphone in a podcast form. This is every single person on Earth has the potential to be connected by some sort of a smart electronic device, right?
Exactly right, Chuck. Exactly right.
And yet, we live in a world where as much as we think we can't get by without our smartphones, you don't actually have to leave this country to get into places. I mean, heck, you can drive into one town away from me and there's a void there where no one can connect by cell phone. But, you know, you don't have to go that far to go, wait, we have places here where there's no connectivity, but there are places around the world where they don't even know what connectivity is. They don't have, you know, and they're not going to ever put up phone lines. So how does this system work? How does Sarah connect the world if it isn't the smartphone model?
Well, that's the model actually goes back to the beginning of 100 years ago, Chuck, and the fact that what has become the first and most successful wireless information dissemination platform is terrestrial radio. And terrestrial radio serves as the model for what Sarah Connects purports to be. In other words, whereas smartphones take up approximately 20% of the world's penetration of handset devices, the vast majority are regular feature phones, and 100% of all mobile phones are radios. They're two-way radios. They receive and transmit. If you're going to make an improvement on today's terrestrial radio, perhaps it might be the introduction of interactivity. And that's where the birth of the idea came, the notion that the entire world, virtually 100% of the developing and developed world, all individually carry a device that can serve as an interactive radio. And with that realization comes the notion of how you can connect the world, bringing the internet to locations previously unimagined, yet places where conventional 2G cellular service is prevalent and feature phones are ubiquitous.
So you have some ability to basically make it that everybody can be connected. We don't have to worry about speeds from the sounds of it and some of those things. And you, at that point, have the ability to bring the advances that we know come. But at the same point, there is a reason why some of these places are behind in the curve on development. I mean, we talk in this show all the time about emerging markets. And on the one hand, there's great consumer possibilities. And on the other hand, there are places in those emerging markets that they will not be great consumer possibilities in the lifetimes of our grandchildren.
It all depends on how you define the consumer possibility. One great example of a successful model that caters to the market is a venture called M-Pesa in Kenya, which is all built around micropayments from the poorest levels of society. But what we find is if you build the right business models that meet the needs and affordability requirements of that population, you can build a successful business and make money and do good at the same time. And that's kind of the same mission, the same model that Sarah Connects envisions, which is even the poorest populations consume basic products. And they also go to market with their own products, whether it be what they've grown on their farm or what they've raised on their ranch. And Sarah Connects for them can be a tool to do business. So from that standpoint, the potentials are enormous.
Okay. But all of the big companies are going the way of the smartphone. All of the established stuff. I guarantee you that maybe there's one person in my audience who's ever heard of this as a possibility prior to today. And that's exclusive of you and me here having that. But in our audience, this is not something that anybody knows. So the question is, can this peacefully coexist with the big boys who are trying to say eventually we'll get a cell phone in everybody's hands?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a variety of ways to view this, all that kind of tie into what you're asking. First is an understanding of what audiences the big boys are currently targeting. Now, if you look at the developed world, the U.S. in particular, the census helps us to divide the population into income quintiles. And, of course, what we see is all the advertising on TV, all the carrier packages, all the smartphone marketing is targeting basically the upper two quintiles, the richest half of the market in the U.S. But it's kind of dragging along the rest of the population. The fact of the matter is, most people do not have unlimited data plans that afford them the ability to receive whatever entertainment or content they want at any time. There's something that I call the mobile data user's hierarchy of needs. And essentially what it defines is that if you're on a metered plan, if you are, you know, counting your gigs consumed every month, you're going to think about how you use and allocate the consumption of those gigs. You prefer saving them for your email, for your social media, for viewing video, playing games. Audio might not be the first thing on your mind. The other issue is that even with the rosiest penetration rates of smartphones into the general population, we're still at around 50%. And so what we're talking about is a technology that in the immediate term can deliver personalized interactive audio to the entire install base of phones. And let's frankly look at it another way, which is it could be a training wheels, an introductory platform to get people to sample what it's like to receive streaming audio over a phone and then decide whether or not they wish to upgrade to a smartphone version, which might have different features and characteristics.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, a vast part of the market is being missed.
Yeah. And Lord knows the poorest parts of the world do need to understand what they're missing when they cannot see any cat videos.
Well, yeah, that brings us to the other side of the equation. This technology in the developed world is an ideal way to replicate the reach of radio using conventional phones. But when you start going out to those parts of the planet where they can't even get a good cat video, the fact of the matter is internet access is rare. Billions upon billions of people still do not have a basic access to the internet. And right now, those enterprises that are taking the mantle of trying to change that are focused primarily on how do we deliver high-speed broadband to these remote regions. And that's all noble and to be lauded, but when you've got already a telephone in the hands of virtually all of these people in developing parts of the world, instead of waiting for our version of the internet and the devices necessary for them to reach adequate penetration, why don't we just try building an interface that automatically converts the device they already own into something that becomes a much greater part of their lives because it's now an information retrieval tool for all kinds of things.
My guest here on Money Life is Robert Stabell. He's founder of Sarah Connects. Again, it's sarahconnects.world. And yeah, this is not our standard interview where we're talking about stocks and the market, but this is talking about market potential. And that brings us to the next side, which is, you know, what you're talking about is no small undertaking. And that means there's got to be money tied up in this someplace, and there's got to be financing and funding and everything else. And like I said, you're sort of swimming up against the big established companies. But are there folks who are ready to put in for this technology? I mean, is there a point where you can look at this and this goes from really good idea to big profitable, et cetera?
With emphasis on the word et cetera.
Yeah.
The fact is we're at the early stages of our outreach. I can define the players and why there would be considerable value. Sarah Connects is protected by two issued patents, but the concept of Sarah Connects is built upon a myriad of existing technologies that can be repurposed. For example, the carrier infrastructure necessary to deliver Sarah Connects is mature. There is no real challenge there except for the carriers to envision that this is a new way for their existing infrastructure to be utilized and generate additional revenue. Then we've got opportunities from a myriad of providers, for example, in artificial intelligence. IBM Watson does a fantastic job of creating different verticals in commercial space for laudable ventures. What Sarah Connects provides is a consumerizing platform for a platform like Watson. Similarly, instead of buying an Alexa device, a hardware device, imagine making a phone call and having Alexa on the other end of the line. So really, we're at a point now where the ideas for applications are coming faster and harder than we've been able to reach out to potential partners.
And I would assume that ultimately the goal for everyone who's looking at this, the people who are interested and even the ones who don't believe it, is that idea, getting back to the company you talked about from Kenya, where, hey, what this really means is that we can transact commerce this way. There can be micropayments. And if they come from Tanzania or they come from Kenya or they come from someplace deep in South America, it doesn't make a difference. It's the micropayments and they all get processed and the general standard of living that improves if everyone has connectivity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The notion is that right now, even radio is not necessarily a personalized and as ubiquitous delivery mechanism for information in the developing world. The telephone far outpaces the penetration of any of those other devices and could very well be the very first information tool that an individual in a developing country will have access to. and the potential for improving their lives is amazing. With payments that can be spread out on an infinitesimal level. And that type of granularity in billing also creates opportunities in the developed world for things like audiobooks. And Chuck, quite frankly, I'm sure the sponsors to the radio show would love it if people listening live on the radio had an instantaneous ability to interact with the advertisers without missing their program.
Yeah, the regulators might have a problem with that in some of those cases. We've already seen that on things where, you know, you can't be showing something and say, click here to trade, because, you know, some trading company is the sponsor. But you can do a lot of other things, and Lord knows, the possibilities are endless. That's why I wanted to talk about this. This has been really interesting. Like I said, I don't think my audience necessarily got a trading idea or any of those sorts of things, but I do think they got some insight into some really cool stuff. Robert Stabell, thank you so much for taking time out to join me. Best of luck with the new business. And again, thanks for joining me on the show.
SarahConnects.world. Love it, Chuck.
That's what I was going to say. It's SarahConnects.world for more information. And they're on Twitter at SarahConnects. All right, we are just about done with the Tuesday edition of Money Life, but just about means not quite. So we'll cross the finish line together, set you up for the rest of the week when Money Life wraps things up right after this message. Stay tuned. We're living the Money Life.